This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in an interview on Vermont Public Radio this morning.
We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that those ideas are implemented into policy.
The 77-year-old Sanders says he's running to oppose President Trump and enact many of the progressive ideas that he, Sanders, championed in 2016, including universal health care, a $15 minimum wage, and reducing student debt. The president's emergency declaration at the southern border spurring a lawsuit by the Democratic attorney generals of 16 states led by California's AG, who calls the emergency declaration presidential overreach. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
He's trying to sell a book, but the mere fact is that he's a liar.
That's White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp, who says that former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has no credibility, and he's been accused by President Trump of treasonous acts. That after McCabe's 60 Minutes interview on Sunday night.
He was obviously fired by the FBI. We know he's lied on multiple occasions, including under oath, and he's a partisan hack.
Meanwhile, after McCabe claimed that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was willing to wear a wire to record President Trump to perhaps have him thrown out of office, a charge that Rosenstein has repeatedly denied, there are multiple reports that Rosenstein will leave his post next month and that a nomination for his replacement could be announced as soon as this week. Longtime consumer advocate David Horowitz has died. He was best known for an Emmy-winning TV show called Fight Back. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A small-town Alabama newspaper editor says the nation would be better off if the Ku Klux Klan would just clean out Washington, D.C. He's named Goodlow Sutton, and he edits the Democrat Reporter in Linden, about 2 hours west of Montgomery. In an editorial published on Valentine's Day, he called for the Klan to, quote, night riot again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. Chicago police still want to talk with Empire actor Jussie Smollett, his spokesman saying last night that the actor's attorneys are keeping up an active dialogue with cops on his behalf. Police reportedly investigating whether the actor paid two associates from the program to stage his own assault. Smollett saying he was attacked last month by two men who made racist and homophobic comments and put a noose around his neck. In the past couple of days, Smollett has said he was outraged at the suggestion that it was all a hoax. And the U.S. sailor kissing a nurse to celebrate the end of World War II in an iconic photograph has died. The Providence Journal reports George Mendonza died in Middletown, Rhode Island, back on Sunday. He only came forward to speak about him being the one in that photograph decades after it happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a country to save, and we thank you for joining in. All hands on deck if we're going to make this happen, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people, right? That means that we are in the position of authority. If we relent, as we've been doing for decades now, we have the ruling class of elites that have taken over, whether it's the FBI, which was loud and proud on Sunday during that Scott Pelley interview. And we see it in, you know, demonstrated in other of the three-letter agencies of our government. And look it, you've got to stand up. We've got to take a stand and fight back. Otherwise, we're going to be run over here, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have to be, because the power is in our hands, but we have to exercise. That's what that's all about. Ethan Gard joins us now. He is the VP of product at Teltech, and we're going to be talking about, you know, our privacy again and how this modern-day technology has been invading our daily lives. It's amazing, and if you've noticed, have you noticed the scam of robocalls have gotten worse since the government shutdown? Well, that's kind of interesting. So what's that all about? We're going to talk to Ethan. He has ideas to share with us. Ethan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So what's the big deal here? What's going on with all these robocalls? Why have they gotten worse since the government shutdown? What's happening?
Yeah. So in January, we saw almost 5.4 billion robocalls, which is a record as we've seen it. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it grew so precipitously last month was, we think, because of the government shutdown in part, in large part. Mm-hmm. Essentially, during the government shutdown, a couple things happened. The Do Not Call registry was down, which meant consumers couldn't sign up for it. But more importantly, legitimate telemarketing companies, legal telemarketers, weren't able to honor it. There was no list to honor when the Do Not Call registry was shut down.
Right.
So now normally, you know, of those 5.42 billion robocalls, which translates to about 21 robocalls per American in a month, most of those calls are illegal. The Do Not Call registry wouldn't stop them. Maybe one or two of them, the Do Not Call registry would have stopped. So it's not that that drove up the numbers so tremendously, but what happens is during a government shutdown, when scammers see that there's 800,000 people who aren't getting paid, and they know that those people's ecosystems are affected. Mm-hmm. They know that there's mass chaos in the market. So essentially, they look at it as open season, and they just turn up the spigot on those robocalls and telemarketing calls because they know there are more victims available to get scammed than spam.
Right. Yeah, because, they're more available. They're not working, so they're not distracted, so they have a little bit more time. You know, go ahead.
And they're also hurting. They're hurting, right? I mean, you're not getting paid, and somebody calls you up and says, hey, we can consolidate your debt or something like that. it's more appealing when, you know, than when your wallet is spent.
Exactly. Without it.
Fortunately, we have a service called RoboKiller that protects you against this, even during government shutdown. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because not only do we block these calls from ringing on your phone, but we actually answer the calls with answer bots, which are robots of our own that talk back to the spammers and wait.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, it helps you get a little revenge. And we're nonpartisan in our effort. We have both Hillary and Trump impersonators who can answer your calls for you and waste your time. You can create your own, or you can choose from a library of hundreds that we've created as well that are just fun and entertaining. But it serves a really important purpose. If you think about it, at the end of the day, it's not the robocalls that are reaching into people's wallets and stealing their money. The robocalls are an annoyance, and they're interfering with our lives.
Right.
But it's the humans behind these calls who are dangerous. What mm-hmm. AnswerBox do is they know how to press 1. They're really smart. They can press 1 or press 9. They get to the human, and then they keep that person engaged on the line, sometimes for as long as an hour, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And that, we wasted 104,000 hours of spammers' time last month. Mm. And that's going to make a difference because now we're impacting their bottom line. So you're getting a little bit of revenge. And all that time that we're wasting is time that they can't spend trying to call somebody else, whether it's somebody on a landline or a smartphone. We protect people on smartphones. But if they're stuck talking to an answer bot, they can't scam somebody's elderly grandmother out of her life savings. They're too busy.
Right. Exactly. So, Ethan, tell us how your product works and how people can get involved with it.
Sure. So it's an app for both Android and iOS. Mm-hmm. So you just go to your app store, whether it's the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Mm-hmm. You download the app. You go through a short setup process, and now you're instantly protected from over a million numbers that can call you, actually 1.1 million numbers.
Wow.
And we're even protecting you against those neighbor spoof calls, the ones that look local to you, mm-hmm. but are actually people who are spoofing local numbers to get you to pick up the phone.
So it just works it works in the background. You don't have to other than download it onto your iPhone. So, and it's called AnswerBot. Is that what it's called?
No, it's called RoboKiller.
RoboKiller. I'm sorry.
Okay. You can go to robokiller.com and learn more, or go to either app store and search for RoboKiller and you'll find it. And it comes with a 7-day free trial, and then you can either choose a monthly or yearly subscription from there. But you do have a week, and you'll see the dramatic change in how many robocalls and telemarketing calls you're getting right away. And we think you'll love it. It will definitely stay, you know, again, the calls will stop ringing on your phone. That's the important thing. We block these calls from ever ringing. All we do is send you a notification that says, hey, we blocked and recorded this call. And now you can go and look in your on the app, and you can go listen to these conversations between the answer bots and the spammers. And they're funny. People enjoy them so much that you can share them on Facebook or with friends. You can send them via text message. But once you set up the app, you'll be protected. But the app doesn't take up, even though our answer bots are wasting all this time, they're doing all that in the background. Your phone's not busy. It's not like you can't make a call while our answer bot's working.
Right.
You just get a notification that says we blocked the call, and then we do the rest.
What a great idea. How did you come up with this?
Oh, it's interesting. The government got us involved in it.
Really?
The FCC put on a competition a few years ago called RoboCalls Humanity Strikes Back, which, you know, the FCC and the FCC are, you know, they're limited in what they can do, you know, with legislation and enforcement. They realize that, you know, it's not practical or possible for them to stop robocalls that are originating, you know, from two guys in a back room in Malaysia.
Right.
It's not going to happen. So they wanted to get technology folks like us involved. And we've been making products like Track Call and Pick Call for years, products that help people with common problems on their mobile phones. And we saw an opportunity when they put out this competition to take some of the skills that we had learned as we've always worked to help people solve problems on their phones. To really help fight this problem. And we use a technology called audio fingerprinting, really pioneered that in this venue. So if you've ever held up your phone and said what song is playing with a product like Shazam or something, that's audio fingerprinting. So we actually are able to listen to the audio, turn that into data, and then compare data from one call to another to understand whether a call is a human or a robot. So we're not just depending on caller ID, which can be spoofed. We're looking at using these different technologies like audio fingerprinting, machine learning, and user feedback to fuel this algorithm that powers RoboKiller and protects you all day and all night from these invasion of calls that are coming to your phone.
Wow.
I thought it was an ingenious idea for the FCC to put on this competition.
Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. We got more from Ethan Garr on the other side. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, you caught me, cape and all. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Ethan Garr continues with us. He's the VP of product at Teltech. We're talking about his app, RoboKiller. Stopping robocalls is good, but getting even is even better. You might think RoboKiller helps you do both, which is a cool app as we're learning about. Here's what some of the people have said. My little robots are always on the job. Love this phone application. Thank you for such a great product. The answer bots really help in deterring those unwanted calls, says another user. This is a must-have if you want to take back control of your cell phone. Highly recommend this to people. Crazy Cool and It Works is another one. It says, okay, I've used the former number one robo app as well as a couple of other popular ones. I can tell you beyond a doubt that this app not only works but is actually entertaining. The amazing thing is that it traps the caller before ringing your phone. And then let the games begin. The answer bots take over and completely screw mess around with the idiot caller. But the best part is that it records that conversation for your evil pleasure. And I got to tell you, it's flat out gratifying. I guess the people are getting even, Ethan, here with your app, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a nice way to get a little revenge on these telemarketers. I think most people have a story about, you know, picking up the phone when a telemarketer calls and messing with them, but RoboKiller lets you do that with every telemarketer that calls you, and it doesn't even waste any of your own time.
this is amazing. Now, we talked in the first segment a bit about the Do Not Call registry. Explain to the audience the difference, because I think some people were under the impression that the Do Not Call registry was only available for a short period of time, but they can still sign up on that, right?
Yeah, I think it's at donotcall.gov. You can register for it, but it's not really going to stop the surge of robocalls hitting your phone every month.
Do we know, do we have an idea as to, I mean, is it like 50-50 in terms of you've got the guys that do honor, I mean, you know, are doing it legally, the marketeers, so they're going to pay attention to the Do Not Call registry. But like anything else, it's the ones that play outside the lines that say, you know, who needs the rules? We're just going to go ahead and, you know, like you said, there's really not much that the government can do to stop people that want to break the law, right?
It's far from 50-50. It's probably like 96-4. I mean, the vast majority of the calls you're getting are illegal robocalls, or at least ones that, you know, even if they're not scammers, you know, scammers per se looking to steal from you, they're at least legitimate companies making illegal calls. If you haven't really given permission to a company to call you, they're not supposed to be calling you. And the Do Not Call registry only covers legal telemarketers. There's an act, it's called the Do Not Call Implementation Act. It actually authorizes the FTC to collect fees for the implementation and enforcement of the Do Not Call registry. So legal telemarketers essentially pay to honor this service. That,
yes.
You know, like I said, the average American is receiving about 21 of these calls per month. Some people, many, many more. Mm-hmm. If one or two of those calls would be stopped by the Do Not Call registry, I'd be surprised.
Right.
The vast majority are illegal robocalls. But,
well, and reason would tell you, Ethan, that the ones, the nefarious ones, the ones that are coming to pick your pocket and say, hey, you know, your cousin Jimmy is lost on his international flight. He needs cash. And, you know, that was done to my mother a couple of times. You know, fortunately, she was wise enough before, you know, sending over $2,000, you know, to call my son. And she got him, surprisingly, because she didn't expect to get a hold of him, but she just wanted to verify before she transferred any money, and thank God she did.
Yeah, I mean, those people, they're not going to honor the Do Not Call registry. That's the bottom line.
Right.
So,
it's like the same people that don't honor the safe gun zones. They don't honor those either, you know, so, right?
Yeah, I would say it falls in the category of wishful thinking that that illegal telemarketers are going to pay attention to the laws. But because of that, you know, RoboKiller doesn't look at calls as illegal versus legal. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of political robocalls are protected. They are made legally, but that doesn't mean people want them.
Right.
We look at robocalls as wanted versus unwanted. Our consumers are coming to us and saying, please stop these calls from ringing on my phone. They're not saying I care about whether it's a, you know, a legal entity or a legitimate telemarketing call. So we have, you know, our job is to make sure that we let the calls through that you want, and right. block the ones you don't want. And
oh, so you can so you can put a filter on it because, you know, with the 2020 elections already off and rolling here, we are going to get carpet bombed with robocalls to no end.
Absolutely. But that's why it's so important that our algorithm is really smart. We can't just block. We honor all of your contacts. We don't download your contacts, but basically our system asks your phone every time a call comes in, is this person in your address book? If,
right.
if a person's in your address book, like your mother or your father or your friend,
yes.
We're going to let that call through.
Right.
But the calls that aren't, we don't just block every call that is not in your contacts. What
yeah.
we do is we look at calls as they come in and we say, is this a wanted or unwanted call? And it's really important we do that because even robocalls, there are robocalls that most people want to get. For example, when your pharmacy calls with an automated message that says that your prescription is ready or your child's school calls and says that there's a delayed opening, even though that's a robocall, that's a wanted robocall. So
right.
RoboKiller has to be smart and understand the difference between those calls and the telemarketing calls, the scam calls, the sales calls, racial from cardholder service, the fake IRS agents. But we do that. You know, we take it, we're very careful to try to make sure that we only block the calls that you don't want. And then because we are setting up these conversations with the telemarketers and our answer bots, and you can listen to them, you can go in and you can actually make sure that we got it right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whitelist and blacklist that you can build, you can add to or subtract from yourself. So
right.
if you, you know, if there's a number that you don't want to add to your address book, but you want it to come through, you just put it on the whitelist.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, if the phone number comes through, you can just press one button to say block or allow. And now that call is either permanently blacklisted or whitelisted for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we are using that information in the background to make sure that our global blacklist is as smart as possible so that we're doing the best job for as many people as possible.
Wow, that's very cool. Yeah, because there's nothing worse than your mother's phone call being answer botted. And then you got a lot of explaining to do after that, right?
Yeah, we try very hard to avoid that, and we're very good about avoiding it.
Well, no, this is great. This is comprehensive. Now, how long have you guys been in business with this?
Well, Teltech, our company that makes RoboKiller, has actually been around for about 14 years. And we've been, like I said, we've built products like Tape a Call and Trap Call. Trap Call actually lets you unmask block calls, and Tape a Call lets you record calls on your iPhone. So we've been doing this kind of work for a long time. RoboKiller started in 2015 when we won the FTC's RoboCalls Humanity Strikes Back competition.
Uh-huh.
But the current iteration, what you can get in the either App Store, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store, now that's been around for almost 2 years now. We're very proud of it. It's really grown like crazy. We have well over 100,000 reviews, and we average 4.6 stars. So people have really enjoyed what we're doing. That they appreciate that we're helping them solve this problem, and it's really built a community of people who are, you know, have become the robo-killers. They're fighting back against this, and I think people are really happy that their answer bots are wasting scammers' time because they understand that not only does that protect them and give them some entertainment value, but it's also protecting other people. Like I said, right now...
Yeah, it's one less call that they're able to make because the answer bot is tying them up and going back and forth.
Yeah.
This has got to be hysterical.
It is absolutely hysterical. I mean, we had some really fun ones. We had one that a company called Trilogy Media made where the guy is he's talking to the telemarketer while dealing with a gazelle running around his house. Another one where he's on a sinking canoe. I've done one where I just had a coughing fit. It's amazing how long you can keep someone engaged as you just cough away.
Yes.
And the other cool thing is you can actually make your own answer bot.
Uh-huh.
So on the app, you just record your own answer bot. So if you have a good idea, you can do it, and you can share that with us. And if we like it enough, we'll put it in the rotation.
Wow. So in addition to being all these tech-savvy guys that you got a bunch of would-be actors and actresses that are on the team as well, right, doing these mini-dramas. This is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, we've contacted them out because we realize that people really appreciate the fun and entertaining.
Well, you got to check this out. Ethan Garr has been our guest. Go to robokiller.com for more information. Thank you, Ethan.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in an interview on Vermont Public Radio this morning.
We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that that vision, those ideas are implemented into policy.
The 77-year-old Sanders says he's running to oppose President Trump and enact many of the progressive ideas that he, Sanders, championed in 2016, including universal health care, a $15 minimum wage, and reducing student debt. The president's emergency declaration at the southern border spurring a lawsuit by the Democratic attorney generals of 16 states, led by California's AG, who calls the emergency declaration presidential overreach. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Large, organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society. I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. We've got Dr. Lena Kubley, Scientific Program Manager with the Office of Research and Development with the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dr. Randy Carden, Director of the VA Center for Prevention and Treatment of Visual Loss out of Iowa City, Iowa. And, of course, we're talking about recognizing signs of vision loss in our nation's veterans. With February being Low Vision Awareness Month, it is important to understand the common causes of vision loss. Specifically in vets, symptoms may be present during initial vision loss, but many disorders begin subtly and without realizing the extent of vision loss. Knowing the common causes and what to look for may help detect symptoms early on and develop an effective course of treatment. Dr. Lena, Dr. Randy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Lena, let's talk about vision loss. Define it for us.
Sure. So vision loss is a decreased ability to see that can affect one's performance and daily activities. So it can either include a partial loss of sight to the visual field, or in some cases, the extreme continuum is total blindness. Mm-hmm. And vision loss can occur for many different reasons. Some eye diseases, it could be age-related conditions, some secondary issues from other diseases such as diabetes, or it could also be due to injury to the eye, and that can happen during combat or, you know, accidents in general.
Exactly.
And the important thing to know is that some start very subtle, and it may not affect performance on most tasks. But it's really important for people to get their vision checked annually so that they can pick up on things early on.
Without a doubt. Dr. Randy, what are the most common causes or symptoms of vision loss?
Usually it's broken down into either the center part of your vision becomes blurred or you're missing something in the center, or more subtly in the peripheral vision. For example, glaucoma mm-hmm. often affects the peripheral vision first, and a person may not even be aware that there's a problem. When veterans are exposed to concussion or blast injuries, some of the injuries to the brain affect the visual system because a lot of the vision is wired through the brain. About 60% of the brain subserves vision. Mm-hmm. And so some of the difficulties after traumatic brain injury may be higher order. They can't play a video game the way they used to, or they don't understand how to place things in a mm-hmm. car, for example, luggage. Mm-hmm. They can't rearrange things correctly. They are having trouble comprehending visual input. So some of these things affect the eye directly in terms of the trauma they experience, but sometimes the trauma can affect the pathways in the brain that subserve higher order functions of vision.
Right. Well, Lena, what Randy is pointing out here would tend to impress us to believe that vets are more prone to certain types of vision loss, right?
That's correct. They can be in some instances. So vision loss due to traumatic brain injury or exposure to blast explosions may, you know, also be more prevalent in veterans.
Mm-hmm. What about new treatments for vision loss by the VA, Dr. Carden?
Well, the VA, many people don't know, sponsors a large amount of research devoted to improving the care of veterans. And some of the newer approaches are both pharmaceutical for improving vision, but also non-pharmaceutical. So some of those treatments have to do with new types of exercise that improve sensory function. It could be new dietary supplements. And some of the newest cutting-edge treatment have to do with improving brain function using transcranial magnetic stimulation or direct low current stimulation right to the scalp that's painless and that can improve the connections in the brain. This is a whole new area of research that's non-pharmaceutical, mm-hmm. non-invasive, and that may improve different functions of the brain, including vision and hearing function.
Dr. Kubley, the VA has just become famous for their research studies, and I know there's opportunities for vets to get involved and to participate. Explain to them how they can. We've got about 30 seconds left here.
Okay, thank you. Yes, there's a robust number of studies that are ongoing, and the best way is to go to research.va.gov, or just search VA Research, and in most search engines, that comes up right away. So that's where they can get information about all of the different studies that are being conducted within the VA.
Well, we're so grateful for all your great work that you do and continue to offer our vets. As you know, we love our vets here. I'm Bill Martinez Live. February is Low Vision Awareness Month. We're grateful for Dr. Lena Kubley, Scientific Program Manager, Office of Research and Development with the Department of the VA, and Dr. Randy Carden, Director of VA Center for Prevention and Treatment of Visual Loss out of Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you so much, doctors, for being with us.
Thank you. We want to thank all the veterans for their participation and volunteering for research. We couldn't do it without them.
You know, we just so appreciate the research that's being done by the VA on behalf of our vets, as I mentioned. And you can go to BillMartinezLive.com if there's more information that you would like, or if you would like to, maybe you only caught a part of this interview, it is right there. Just go to Health and Lifestyle, go to that tab, and the information is right there for you. You can download it and listen as a podcast at your own convenience. Hey, did you hear about that story at the Ohio Performing Arts Center that they were advertising a Shoot the President party game? It's incredible, right? Believe it or not, it was advertised as a child's birthday party package, where kids could play a game with Nerf guns called Shoot the President. Of course, this caused a stir among many community members, as it should. The Olmsted Performing Arts Community Center in Berea, Ohio, had recently placed an advertisement on its website for a Nerf gun party with an option to play a game called Shoot the President. Well, needless to say, they have seen and understood the community outrage over this and said, well, we're not going to do that, so we're setting that aside. I mentioned to you yesterday that we're going to be having Sheriff Joe Arpaio on the show coming up this week. Talked to him a little bit further, had an extended conversation with him the other day, and we're talking about the wall, what's going on there. And, of course, he says, look, Trump has the guts. He has what it takes. He's not going to surrender on the wall. We're going to get into deeper detail, which, you know, Sheriff Joe, who was the, you know, he's kind of become America's titular sheriff, the former sheriff out of Maricopa County. And, of course, he has been a Trump supporter, you know, from day one. And Trump, of course, if you you recall, was probably one of the first exonerations and pardons that the president extended, and he extended that to Joe Arpaio. But it's going to be interesting to be able to talk to the sheriff. This has been a long time coming. In fact, he's so funny. He goes, how come you and I haven't connected earlier? And I said, well, Sheriff Joe hasn't been for me not trying. Even when you were running for office, I was there to, you know, help you out and offered to have you on the show many times. And he just was amazed. He just kept on saying, I just cannot believe that you and I have not connected before now. We're looking forward to a fun and insightful, very informative conversation coming up with the sheriff, and that will happen on Thursday. Our conversation continues. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 minutes now before the top of the hour.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan, and I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be visiting with Chris Dowling, the director, co-writer of the soon-to-be-released movie that you just heard advertised on the show, Run the Race. And Chris joins us right now. Chris, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Bill, about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I cannot wait for the movie premiere, which is this Friday, all across the country. And, you know, we're really excited to, you know, hear the audience reaction to this. This is really a great script, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, again, with anything I do, I want it to feel authentic. You know, like, just the authenticity is very important. Like, real people having real conversations, and I feel like that's what is that's what attracted me to the project, and that's what you see what happens on the screen, and it's good to have these stories that have all these elements that we're looking for, but also make it feel like a real story that's lived in.
Exactly. Well, and you've got so much background to the story that includes Tim Tebow and his brother. And, we got one Heisman Trophy winner, and we've managed, to get a second Heisman Trophy winner in the movie as well. So this had to be fun putting this all together.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, with Tim on board, I mean, he's honestly like the perfect human, which is, you know, something that, some people have these public personas and then privately they're just very different. And Tim's not that guy. And again, speaking back to the authenticity, man, like Tim is who he says he is. And that brand is a brand you can trust. And so when I knew that Tim was behind this, obviously something I want to be a part of.
Well, and you got his brother Robbie as well. So it's Tim and Robbie, the Tebow bros are now embarking in the movie business here.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, Tim's conquered everything else,
yes.
And Robbie's great, and this was a passion for Robbie, and, you know, he poured himself into this. He's been on this project for longer than I have, and it's been great to work with him, and he's just become such a good friend. So it's just been a great experience, and when you have a good experience on set, I think a lot of times that almost bleeds out into the product, where you can kind of feel the energy, Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's there on the screen.
Well, run the race. Give us a summary of it, if you would, Chris, what we got to look forward to on Friday.
Yeah, for me, it's very much a coming-of-age tale. It's these two brothers, you know, they've been dealt a really tough hand. The mom has died, and when that happened, dad couldn't handle it. He walked out on them. And it's basically them against the world. And so they're locking arms, and they've got to get out of this small town. And the way out is through this football scholarship for one of the brothers, Zach. Mm-hmm. But Zach's also, you know, he's dealing with his mom's death still, and probably running with the wrong crowd, and he ends up blowing out his ACL in this big fight. Mm. And then at that point, these two brothers, it's the low point, and then his brother Dave really picks him up, and they decide that they are still going to find another way out, and it's all about, again, these two guys, man, they link up. And I think we don't have a lot of films out there about the brother relationship. And I think it's right. An important relationship, but we don't see a lot of that. A lot of relationships mm-hmm. are explored, but that's just one that I feel like, you know, in the drama world is kind of, it's been abandoned or it's just left out. Mm-hmm. And so it's very exciting to put a project like that together.
Well, Chris, you say because of the lack of, stories that brothers could relate to, maybe that's an attracting figure, you know, for Run the Race, for others to relate to this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's so many layers of it. Like, there's the layer that deals with faith, sports. You know, it's, again, it's a coming of age thing. It's this guy's falling in love for the first time. There's this mm-hmm. great love story that develops. And it's about all these mentors that come along when dad has walked out in the family. You know, suddenly we have the coach is there and the pastor's there and they're kind of like nanny. They call her nanny, but it's, you know, this kind of godmother figure that is kind of helping these guys along the path. And I think that's with life. You know, that's something that, you know, never goes the way we planned. It's all these tangential starts and stops, and it's who helps us along the way. And that's what I think is really, you know, is really prevalent in this movie, is how that's somebody, you know, we all want to be like, and somebody we all want to have alongside us, is just picking up people and uplifting and inspirational, and something we need in this time right now.
Exactly. Well, Run the Race is going to be premiering this Friday across the country. Chris, as a director and co-writer, what drew you to this movie? What said, hey, look, this is a project you can get your teeth into?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's the first thing is, hey, Tim Tebow's involved. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's a guy. I've got a heart for special needs, too. And,
right.
and something that was really important. And, you know, with the Tebow Foundation and everything he does. So automatically, I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool. And then on top of that, it deals with sports, faith, and brothers. And I'm like, all right, man, that is, you know, I'm all in on that. And so, you know, growing up, my brother was my best friend, and Tim and Robbie are the same way. And so it's just exciting to try and do something. And again, to lend a story that can tell a story that has some faith in it without feeling, you know, on the nose or cheesy or, you know, it's about getting my fingerprints on it and making it feel, again, like I keep saying authentic because that's what really sticks with me, but lived in and,
right.
you know, real people having real conversations.
Had you had a relationship with the Tebow brothers before, or was this the first, the first meeting and the start of probably what will be a long-term relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not know either of them. And I had been brought on by a producer friend of mine. We've been looking for a project to work on together, Darren Mormon. Mm-hmm. And he was great. He brought me on to do a rewrite. So I came through and rewrote the script. And that's when I first met Robbie. And it was cool because even after that, you know, they still had to choose a director. And there was multiple directors up for this part. And so the fact they brought me on, I was just, you know, I was really, really grateful for that. And Robbie has become a very good friend. And Tim, I've, you know, only had the time I've had with him, he's been awesome, and he's just a great guy. So it's, you know, and I do agree, though, it's mm-hmm. something, you know, these guys are, they're not just dipping their toe in the shallow end. Like, they want to jump all in for projects.
Well, and you know that about Tim Tebow. He is a meteor. I mean, I'm based out of Florida, and even when he was playing for the St. Lucie Mets out here, I tried to meet with him. In fact, a couple of meetings were set up, and it was just very difficult because the demand on his schedule, and I know that when we probably will get the chance to talk, it'll be a lot of fun because we have certain things in common, not to mention the fact that, like you, I've admired Tim's career, you know, throughout college here in Florida, you know, what he's done. And I still have that big question in my mind. I mean, for all the fuss over Colin Kaepernick, you have a proven quarterback and winner in the name of Tim Tebow, and why he is not in the NFL is a mystery to me. I mean, it's about a bigger mystery than Velveeta cheese, I say.
Yeah. You know, and that's the cool thing, right? Like, no matter what, Tim doesn't let other people define him. And yes. That's, I think, is such an important thing. And that's something that, again, like, even the characters in the movie and, you know, in Run the Race, like, these two brothers, like, the world is telling them that they're not good enough. They can't do it. But then they have these mentors that come alongside them and say, hey, don't listen to that. And then they dig in deep. They, you know, like I said, they lock arms and they tackle the world together. And I think that's what, you know, a message that Tim, you know, over and over again, you hear from him. And he's just a winner, man. He won. He's
exactly.
Football. He's winning in baseball. I mean, like, dude's winning in life. He's a great human. And it's like, all right, let's go win in making this first movie. And I think we're going to. And I'm really excited when it comes out this weekend.
Don't you love that enthusiasm? I mean, that's what makes him a winner. And I know the people that have played with him, you know, saw that in him. And, you know, and we hear equally great things about Robbie as well, you know, and as the brother, and probably feels like here he is in the shadow of his brother's bright lights. But, you know, Robbie stands on his own as well, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. And Robbie's really, again, taken and been the driving force behind, you know, doing this, because Tim is running around and he's got so many things on his plate. So while Tim is weighing in,
not to mention he's getting married. So, or did he get married already?
No, getting married.
But getting married.
Why
not?
I mean, of course.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and she's super sweet. And but yeah, but Rob, I mean, this is Robbie, and then these are two brothers that are, you know, they're supporting each other and they're doing it. And they got excited about it. And then, again, Robbie's been on this project longer than I have, and he's been an engine driving this thing. So it's exciting for all of us, but especially I think for Robbie too.
Exactly.
Side note, we just were in Florida. I got back from we went to Daytona 500. It's my first time out.
Oh wow! Okay.
It was amazing. We had the best time. And it truly was one of the best experiences. Me and Tanner, the lead actor in the movie, went out there, and it was a treat.
So they orchestrated that big crash just for you?
It's crazy how they did that for us.
Isn't that amazing? And you're sitting there thinking, if you had to reproduce that as a director, how much money would that cost, huh?
Well, the Daytona 500 is insane. Watching those guys go 200 miles an hour and they're literally inches from each other, it is mind-blowing.
Well, how long did it take you to get your hearing back?
You know what? I was the guy that got made fun of because I had earplugs in the whole time.
No, that's the safe way to go. I tell you, I went through one the first time, and all it does is take one without earplugs, and you go, what an idiot. I'm not going to do that again, so make fun of me if that's what you want. Hey, look, we're talking with Chris Dowling, the director, co-writer of Run the Race, which is going to be released, premiered this Friday. It's from the Tebow brothers, and we're definitely looking forward to it. Chris, as a director, what was the big challenge for you in bringing this sports-focused film to life on screen?
Well, okay, so we did something really crazy. It was literally our first day of shooting. I would never recommend this. So, you know, you're not, the engine's not really greased yet. You're meeting people and everything. But it just so happened that our first day of shooting, Bessemer Academy, which is the school we were using as the setting for our boys' high school in the movie, they were having a championship football game in Alabama. And they're playing their rival, and there's 800 people in the stands. And I went to the coach, and I said, hey, can we shoot this? And I'm going to put my actors in uniform with your team, and I'm going to put my head coach, Michael T. Williamson, in the coach's gear with you, next to you, and he's going to be yelling at your players. And I'm going to shoot some narrative stuff. I'm going to have some actors in the stands that are doing stuff, and I'm going to have four camera crews, and we're going to film this. And they said yes. It was the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And so, literally, we started out our first day of shooting with four camera crews shooting a live football game where my players were running into the huddle and running out, like, because they couldn't obviously be out there.
Unbelievable. Wow, yeah. Chris.
It's a championship high school football game. This is how crazy it got, actually. I went to the coach. It was awesome, awesome. And I said,
well, I'll tell you what. We're coming down to the last few seconds, so we got to wrap it up. But Chris Dowling, director, co-writer of Run the Race, it's out this Friday. Don't you dare miss it. We'll see you there. Thank you, Chris.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bye now.